After a long afternoon of shopping with two young children, Brent and his girlfriend Sarah decided it was time to head home. They strapped Ariana, 21 months old at the time, and Aiden, 1 month old, into their car seats and began driving home. Only one town away from home, they came around a turn when a white utility van swerved over the double yellow lines and collided with their Ford Focus, crashing along the driver's side of the car as well as on top of it, forcing the car to flip onto its passenger side. Upon impact, Brent was thrown from the driver's seat onto his girlfriend in the passenger seat. His left elbow was shattered, his C-spine was injured, and he was knocked unconscious. In the back seat, Ariana was unconscious and bleeding. When the car flipped to its side, a window was shattered, causing Ariana's head to be cut open. Both Brent and Ariana suffered severe brain injuries among other injuries. Sarah's arm was broken when Brent fell on her, but she was fine overall. Baby Aiden was in the back seat miraculously unharmed. When ambulances arrived, Ariana was revived on scene and then driven to the nearest airport where she was airlifted to Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center in New Hampshire, placed into a medically induced coma, and taken into emergency surgery for her open brain injury. Brent was driven to the nearest hospital where he was then airlifted to Dartmouth as well. I couldn't imagine there being anything more alarming than the call you receive being told your child has been in a severe accident and is not breathing. Sitting on the basement stairs of her house, having a casual conversation with her husband, my mother received a call from Sarah, but there was no noise. After saying Sarah's name three times, Sarah replied with a scream just before the phone got disconnected. A few minutes later, Sarah called my mother back using Brent's phone, frantically explaining what happened. She told my mother that Brent and Ariana were not breathing and that they had been in an accident. I couldn't imagine the amount of fear, panic, disbelief, and helplessness that may have overcome my mother's body in that moment. She got into her car and rushed toward where Brent was. Once she arrived, she watched as he was lifted up by the helicopter. Unsure what condition he was in, she headed to the hospital he was being flown to. Sarah was taken to the nearest hospital with Aiden to have her broken arm casted and for Aiden to be examined for injuries. The accident happened in Guilford, New Hampshire, an hour and a half or so from Lebanon, New Hampshire, where Dartmouth Hospital is located. At the hospital, Ariana was in brain surgery for 5 hours and had a pressure bolt put into her head so that doctors and nurses could measure her intracranial pressure. Brent was brought into the ER trauma bay where nurses were shuffling around placing ice packs on him to get the swelling to go down all over his body. Doctors were considering whether or not they should amputate his left arm because his elbow was shattered so badly, but they decided against it. He was placed on a ventilator due to collapsed lungs. 12 hours later, Brent was taken into surgery where surgeons inserted a drainage tube into his skull to drain spinal fluid as well as a pressure bolt to monitor the spike in intracranial pressure. He was covered with different tubes and wires and swollen from head to toe. Following the surgery, Brent was moved to the intensive care unit because he was in critical condition. Once the chaos had calmed down, doctors came out into the waiting room to get my mother to allow her to finally see Brent. While standing beside Brent, my mother was informed that Brent had suffered a diffuse accidental injury, a brain injury that only 10% of people survive, and they were not sure if Brent would even survive it. The ICU staff and PICU staff were incredibly caring and amazing when working with Brent and Ariana. They are the reason Brent and Ariana are alive today, and our family will be forever grateful. On January 13, 2017, Ariana woke up from her coma. She started therapies to regain control of her emotion and talking. Once well enough, she was transferred from the PICU unit down to pediatrics. As for Brent, he was in the ICU for a month and a half before he was moved to a lower level in the hospital. He was doing better but still unconscious and needing 24-hour care. On February 7, 2017, Ariana was discharged from Dartmouth Hospital and transferred to Spalding Rehabilitation Center in Charlestown, Massachusetts, so she could get well enough to finally go home. Ariana's progress was incredible, but Brent was still struggling to wake fully and overcome episodes of storming. Storming is what happens to people after they've had a brain injury. Oftentimes, it comes in episodes causing posturing or tightening of the whole body, high blood pressure spikes, anxiety, tachycardia, as well as other symptoms. The amount of trauma Brent and Ariana had to go through both physically and mentally can never be fully described. It was so sad to watch but also inspiring. Through it all, they never gave up and worked so hard to get to where they are today. It has been 2 years and counting since their car accident. Ariana is 4 years old and is doing better than ever. She loves swimming, running, learning, and she's happy. Brent is 28 years old, improving more each day at his new rehab. Although he cannot walk and is still very physically disabled, his wheelchair gives him the independence to move around. He enjoys music, television, and special visits from loved ones. Brent has spoken countless times since his accident, but he suffers from aphasia, unfortunately, so it's a rare occurrence. He communicates with his eyes and expressions and always finds ways to show our mother or nurses what he wants or needs. He has a will to live, and he doesn't give up. No matter what comes his way, illness, or other obstacles, Brent never gives up. My only hope is that our family's story can bring hope to others who may have experienced this or may feel hopeless. Never give up on your loved ones and always be there for them, no matter what journey they have ahead of them. About the contributor, meet Kiana K. Kiana K., a former ophthalmic technician, is now a stay-at-home mother of one. When she is not outside exploring with her little one and significant other, she is at home teaching her daughter using the Montessori method. She is the proud little sister of a very resilient traumatic brain injury survivor and spends most of her free time outdoors or going to the beaches of sunny Florida where she resides.